In the studio, Fritz Heinemann is back. He's president of the Andy Russell Charitable Foundation Central Pennsylvania region. And we appreciate him checking in this morning. And we're talking about the very latest fundraising efforts for the all-inclusive playground. What was it, about 2.5 years ago you brought this idea to
us? Just about 2.5.
Where did the history come from before then? Who said, boy, I'll tell you what, no one has this, but we should? That's a weird sentence.
Some of the best ideas come from the most unusual circumstances. And one night, Annette Sarsfield, who's with PlayWorld, and I were sitting and just chatting, just having a conversation. She mentioned that they had the playground equipment and no place to put it. And we got talking about the concept and what it could mean locally, because there is no playground like that. And I sort of suggested that maybe Andy and Cindy Russell would be willing to throw their weight behind this and get their foundation involved. And believe it or not, within about an hour and a half, we'd mapped out a plan and a program. And the only other remaining step was to go tell Andy and Cindy that I had committed them to taking on this project.
All right. We are a natural-born fundraiser, and if that was your nature back when Economics Pennsylvania was thriving in the local area. So that was new, or not new to you. This is kind of what you're used to. But when you said to Andy Russell and or Cindy Russell, we're interested in doing this, you knew that would strike a chord with them?
Well, their foundation has always been interested in doing work with children, particularly in the health area, health needs, mental health, nutrition. And of course, Andy, being a sports personality and a sports figure, advocates for kids to be involved. And when we talked to him and Cindy about this and said, listen, this is going to be totally exclusively, we say that and it's not really true because typical kids and families can use it. But the playground is designed to accommodate those with disabilities, so that if you're in a wheelchair or have crutches or sight, hearing impairments, autism, this is your place to go, and families can do things together. So it wasn't a hard sell for Andy and Cindy, because they looked across the table and said, fine, but who's going to be on the ground at the site in the community? And we looked around, and I got involved.
And eventually you found the Sealands Grove site and people who were already in charge of that site, which would involve the township, among others.
Penn Township, I'll tell you, if there are behind-the-scene heroes, the supervisors at Penn Township and the staff there, Kathy and Julie and Pete Dwyer and Cookie, have been the driving force in getting the location for us, and it's perfect. There's already a playground there for typical families and children. There are two ball fields. There's all kinds of other facilities. So this fits in. It's like a puzzle. It just fits in perfectly, and it's going to be, I think, frankly, it's going to be a destination point for families from this entire region. If you visit our Facebook site, the All-Inclusive Playground, Sealands Grove, there's a video. It's a fabulous video. And interestingly enough, it features families from Berwick. They happen to be available to be involved. And so we already know we've got families from Berwick. We're getting calls from outside of what we would call the immediate three-county region. So I think this playground is going to bring people in to our area, and we're going to have a lot of spinoffs that we never imagined initially.
What makes it different? I've seen pictures of it, you know, a lot of ramps and so on, and fewer things that just outright involve you climbing up onto something. You describe it.
There are 15 different pieces of equipment, and they're all designed to meet some type of need, whether it's autism or whether it's children in a wheelchair. The ramps will accommodate two wheelchairs, so if one is going up and one is coming down, they can pass each other. The neat thing that gets lost in the mix, too, is as part of our video that people can watch, is that, for example, we have parents, a parent coming back from Iraq, who is now paralyzed from the waist down. He is able to go to this playground with his son and participate with him because it'll accommodate wheelchairs. So a dad and a son, a dad and a daughter, a mother and daughter, can do things together for a change. And so each one of these pieces of equipment are designed to accommodate some type of physical disability. One of my favorite pieces is called the cocoon. And for a youngster who perhaps has autism and is highly active and likes to run and exert a lot of energy, at some point when that child wants to slow down or wants a quiet place, they go to this cocoon and they can climb inside, be alone, but the caretaker is on the outside, can watch and see what's going on inside, so really hasn't left the child. But every piece of equipment will meet some type of physical, social, emotional, educational need for these, besides just having fun.
All right. We are talking about the all-inclusive playground. If folks are looking for more information, you can go to andyrussell.org. We're going to talk about the fundraising and some matching challenging dollars that are up there, the GoFundMe site. We're talking to Mr. Fritz Heinemann is here, president of the Andy Russell Charitable Foundation Central Pennsylvania Region. Well, what is the status of construction? Where are we in relation from the beginning and the end, that kind of thing?
Well, if you drive by, the playground is up. We're working now on finishing the site, the ground, so that the cover has to have a special ground cover. So if somebody falls, you're literally, well, I shouldn't say you literally, but you bounce, you have a soft landing so that there's no injury. That can't be put in until the fence is put in, and we're waiting on the weather, and today now is going to create another delay, probably. But when the fence is up, the ground cover's in, we're already planning part of the landscaping and preparing for that. July 18th, we want to cut the ribbon, open it up, and that playground is there. We turn it over to the township, belongs to them, and it's available for use. We have probably now, out of $475,000, $430,000 raised. So we need, as of Friday, probably $30,000-$35,000 left to raise to meet the goal and have this completely paid for, debt-free, and ready to go.
It should surprise no one that folks like John Fisher, Simona Lovick from the DQ Grill and Chill, Larry Johnson, of course, involved in the leadership of Bowen Realty, and John Fisher, of course, retired from Northwestern Mutual, that they've stepped forward with a $10,000 challenge. So up to and including $10,000, they'll match donations.
That is correct. These are three people who, among many, as you know, have been very much involved in the project. Maybe this is a good time to mention, too, Mark, that there is no one, there are no salaries in this project. There are no expenses, personal expenses. There are expenses for equipment and construction and that sort of thing.
No stipend for you, we should add.
None. This is totally a volunteer initiative. And as we're getting closer, as you know, you get closer, it gets more difficult. The early couple of hundred thousand, that's easy to raise. You get down to 50, 40, and pretty soon everybody seems to be saying, oh, well, they're going to make it. This is good. They see the playground up. But we still need $35,000 in round dollars. So Larry, Simona, and John are probably three of my best friends. And at a weak moment, you get them backed into a corner and say, wouldn't you like to do this? And then say, but we've already announced it.
And Fritz Heinemann knows where all the corners are to into which to back people so they can contribute to good causes around here. You've been doing that for a long time, and it's very successful. All right, so a ribbon, or not, scratch that, a challenge grant is out there, up to $10,000. So if you can scratch and claw among everybody else in the community, $10,000, that automatically becomes $20,000. So then you're down to $17,000 left altogether by your math, or about $15,000 left altogether. So please, folks, consider that. And one nuance that you've asked people to consider is to sponsor some of the landscaping.
We, most of the playground, almost all of it has been sponsored some way, somehow, by individual donors. And so when we did the landscaping, we're putting some shade trees on the outside of the fence so that there will be ultimately shade, and aesthetically it's going to look really good. So we're asking folks to sponsor a tree for $300. We'll be soon, not announcing, we're sending printing a form and distributing that for bricks for the walkway. You can get an engraved brick. It's a wonderful Father's Day gift. It's a great birthday gift. $300 for a large brick, up to four or five lines of engraving, $100 for a smaller brick. And we've got several hundred shrubbery going in. This is going to be a beautiful, beautiful resource. So we're trying to make it fun for people to give. And a way, for you, Mark, to honor, as you say, the bride. And we'll put a brick down with her name, with love from her husband. That brick's already been engraved, incidentally. Just thought I'd mention that to you.
Because you knew you were going to mention that. Okay, well, whatever it takes to get that brick paid for, we'll do it. And the GoFundMe site is set up, so you can go all-inclusive playground on GoFundMe, andyrussell.org. Look him up on Facebook, the all-inclusive playground in Penn Township on Facebook. The ribbon cutting. When are we cutting the ribbon?
July 18th, 9 a.m. We're working backward. The only challenge we have is this weather. That's everybody has been challenged in any kind of project. But July 18th, 9 a.m., we're cutting the ribbon, and that playground's going to be available. And it's going to be just a fabulous resource for this community. It's Mark, we've had calls from Maryland, Virginia, Florida, Ohio, Michigan, I think. I'm missing somebody, but other states asking about this, that they've heard about it and want to know how, just like you, how did you get this started? What's the concept? And how do you go about it? So I think people will come. If you build it, they'll come.
All right, andyrussell.org, a good way to get started if you don't have information. Fritz, thank you so much for coming in. I really do appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mark. You've been a great supporter and a great help, and we appreciate you and obviously Sunbury Broadcasting.
Well, 125% my pleasure. This has been a pleasure all along. I guess maybe we'll come back in about 4 months and maybe do a wrap-up or something. We'll give it a little time to get broken in, then we'll come back. But we'll be at the ribbon cutting, so we'll get that going.
Thank you so much,
Fritz, for coming in.
Now's the best time of year to save more with Mahindra, and it all starts with zero. Pay zero down and 0% interest for up to 60 months. That's more for less on many of Mahindra's best-selling models, with tractors that deliver more lift capacity, fuel efficiency, and built-in weight. Hurry and save more on Mahindra today. Save